Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Grateful Gift Show with your host, Virgie Lindsay, the place where opportunity knocks and the door is open. Well, just doing a little late night show tonight and just kind of hang out a little bit. I'll be going over some celebrity quotes that are really inspiring, uplifting. And sometimes we need quotes in our lives, if somebody needs to come into our lives and share inspiring things that could uplift us when we're downtrodden or feel defeated by the world, or some people suffer forms of depression when they're going through so much. It's always nice for someone to have something good to say to them. And I don't know about you, but I always like somebody to say something positive to me. So we're going to go over a few quotes, and if you want to call in the show, just give me a few seconds because I'm setting up everything like normally I always am. When I'm on the show, I have to set up the switchboard. If you'd like to call in and share a quote that maybe you have personally, or you might say something every day that's inspiring to somebody else that you really like, or you got a knack for encouraging people with a quote. Some people just use the same quote over and over, but other people just make it up as they go along. Or if they, want to say something positive, they just say it, and it could mean a lot to a person when they're having a bad day or going through traumatic things or stress, or, just maybe going through everyday living circumstances that are not that well. So if you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 929-477. And again, I'll just be going over a lot of celebrity quotes. A great celebrity. So let's start. Let's just go right into the quotes we're going to be sharing, some of the quotes we're going to be sharing. And then if you have any quotes you would like to share, again, call in 929-477-3863. This is your girl, Virgie Lindsay, late night, hanging out with her. And just call the Grateful Gift Show, the place where opportunity knocks and the door is open. So let's start off with, who do I want to start off with? I think I'll start off with Michelle Obama quotes. She always has something positive to say to me. She did when I heard her in interviews and stuff like that. Even now, she always has something really nice to say. And she said in one of her quotes, again, this is Michelle Obama, former first lady and wife of President Barack Obama. One of her quotes says, "We learned about gratitude and humility that so many people had a handful in our successes. From the teachers who inspired us to the janitors who kept our schools clean, we were taught to value everyone's contribution and treat everyone with respect." And that is so right. Along this path of life, it's becoming like so many people were so ungrateful, no matter who the person may be. I mean, so many people start complaining about this and complaining about that. And a lot of things that people complain about every day are so mediocre, because there's so many people that's dealing with some real life situations that, we shouldn't complain all the time. Let's just be grateful. I'm going to read that quote again by Michelle Obama. It said, "We learned about gratitude and humility that so many people had a hand in our success, from the teachers who inspired us to the janitors who kept our school clean. And we were taught to value everyone's contribution and treat everyone with respect." So I love that quote. Again, if you have a quote you would like to share, call into the show. And this is a really good quote by Michelle Obama, too. It said, "Do not be afraid to ask for help. Nobody gets through college on their own." And I guess she's really talking to college students. But this could be in everyday life. I have a problem of, and it might be a mental issue with me, but I have a problem asking people for help. I don't have a problem helping people. I'm just such a generous person. But I just give too much and it kind of wear and tear on me because a lot of times I might be even a fool who I decide to help, who I always decide to help. I might help the wrong people. But she's talking about college students. If you need something, again, Michelle Obama said, "Do not be afraid to ask for help. Nobody gets through college on their own." So sometimes you might have to put up a GoFundMe account. That just came to my mind to help you with your tuition or with your housing expenses, with our food or whatever simple stuff. You know, we might not even have gas to make it to school, but you're struggling and you don't know where you're going to get your next dollar from. So set up your GoFundMe account. I mean, you know, it's everybody goes to GoFundMe. I know you have to pay for it. I tried to set up a long time to for my back to school drive, but you have to pay a little bit of money for those accounts. But that's my best advice to you if you want to some help in school and you're going to college. We have a lot of people in college. I know my my niece Tangie Turner, she just graduated and she just passed her bar exam. So she'll be practicing when she get all her paperwork situated. She's from Phoenix, so she'll be moving after my niece gets out of school. She'll be moving to Washington, D.C. to study law down there. So I want to say congratulations to her. And again, all the students out there, hey, and kudos to you guys that's out there just struggling and it's really, really hard. Just reach out to people. If you, the Bible says, the Bible just says, you have not because you ask not. And again, it applies to me too because I just really, truly suck at asking other people for help. So just open your mouth. So a closed mouth don't get fed, as they say. So here's another one. I'm going to start with the women first. I'm going to go ahead and go to Oprah Winfrey, you know, with some quotes she had. And one of her quotes says, be thankful for what you have. You end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never, ever have enough. And then here's another one by her. It says, surround yourself with only people who are going to lift you higher. And we all have a problem in life. We seem to, when we're doing something in life, we can just choose, and excuse me for saying this, but we can just choose the most ratchet people to be around and when we're trying to go someplace. And it just really sucks the life out of us, you know. And it's not a good thing to hang around wrong people when you have a dream. I think I heard Tyreek Gibson one time on Facebook. Matter of fact, I did hear one time, and he was saying that, quit telling people all your business and what you're going to do and where you're going to go and who's going to help you. Just stop telling people all of your business, because what it does, it makes people, you know, you have a lot of haters, and they're never happy for other people that's trying to do something with their life. And they're naysayers as well. And you have them putting stuff in the atmosphere. I'm going over here to her little party and see what she's talking about. Oh, they're throwing a little event down there at the club. Let's go see what's up at their little event. Girl, I heard about it. I'm going to try to go too. But, girl, I don't know. They charging too much. You know, y'all know how it is. You know, don't just give me 100 tonight. And again, welcome to the Grateful Gifts show with your host, Virgie Lindsay, the place where opportunity knocks and the door is open. And if you'd like to call the show, I'll give you the call-in number. I'm just really, truly clowning and having a good time tonight. And I hope everybody's having a good time, too. Now, let me find this number for you so you can call into the show. I think I done did something with the number. Okay, you can call me at 929-477-3863 just to hang out with me. Okay, I'm going to go to, let me see who I want to go to. Right, I'm going to go to a quote, a few quotes by former President John F. Kennedy. May he rest in peace. He was a good president. I remember him when I was a little girl. And he, one of his quotes say, we're not here to curse the darkness, but to light a candle that can guide us through that darkness to a safe and sane future. That's right. Again, it goes back to keeping the wrong people out of your path. It's not uplifting and inspiring you or in your corner or pushing you, supporting you. Just have, and they may not be money even. People think that money is everything, but the way that their attitudes are around you can make you or break you. What they can say to you, oh, you'll never amount to anything, especially to children out there right now. Oh, you just like your daddy, you ain't gonna be no good. Oh, you just like your mama, she was never nothing. You know, and you put that stuff in the atmosphere, and what it does is it just really destroys you, you know, because now you're saying, maybe I can't do this. But let me share something with you. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. It doesn't say that I can do some things, or I can think about doing some things, and it doesn't say that you need money to do things.
All you need is a dream to do things in God and your trust and belief in Him. And He says in His Word, He says that life and death are in the speaking of the tongue. So you have to watch. And I don't want to base the show solely on the Bible, but you have to watch what you allow people to say over you. You know, I'm around people that speak negative, like, a lot. But I always cut it down because at some points in time in your life, you have to cut some things down from being said in your presence, because once it hit the atmosphere, it's just about could be obtainable as you believe it would. But you have to say, look, don't say that about my life. You know, that's not true. That would never happen. Or, no, I'm going to be fine. Just whatever you have to do. You have to type those negative words with words of power. Yes, I can. Yes, I will. I am blessed coming in, and I'm blessed going out. I'm blessing the city. I'm blessing the field. You just have to speak and encourage yourself sometimes, because a lot of times in this life, especially when you're trying to do something in life and you keep trying to do it, and there's so many people that can take, not only just take and put negative words in your path, but they can take money from you. They can take materialistic things from you, and they can do it over and over and over again. I know this happens to me a lot. People have this the habit of stealing around me constantly. And it just really makes me upset when it happens to me. And I know that it's a barrier. And then the sad part about it is always the same people. So just remember, we are not here to curse the darkness, but to light the candle that can guide us through that darkness to a safe and sane future. And that's by former President John F. Kennedy. May he rest in heaven, R.I.H. And then one of his other quotes says, things do not happen. Things are made to happen. So if you think something's going to come to you, like you don't have a job and you're just sitting in the house and you're not applying to anything, not applying for a job application, not applying to go down there and get food stamps, not applying yourself to go down there and get a trade or get a college degree or just anything, you might have to go apply for anything. Some people just don't want to do anything. They want everybody to buy their food. They want everybody to pay their rent. They want everybody to put gas in their car. They want everybody to they just want everybody to do everything, because those kind of people have lost hope. So again, this boils down to the same thing. Surround yourself with people that can empower you and speak life into your situation. So many times all we need is like a good mentor. You might want to think about getting a mentor so that they can help you, and they can set like your blueprint up. And always write the vision. The Bible says, write the vision and make it plain. So he that runneth by it and readeth it. It goes to some of the kind of that effect, so you can get blessed by writing the vision. So we're going to say another one by former President John F. Kennedy. As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. And that is so true. You have to live by your words. Some people are always doing something. At some things, I can be the greatest procrastinator in the world. But in a lot of things, I just don't like procrastination and putting stuff off. This goes back to, I don't know who this quote is by, but don't put off what you can do today by something tomorrow. You know what I'm saying. Just don't wait until tomorrow to do the things that you can do today, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. The next moment, second, or minute is not. It's not even promised to people. And then we have so many people that just want to put off things that they could have done today and got it done and out the way. So we're going to go to another quote. I think I want to go to a quote by, let me see if I can find it right quick. We're going to go to some quotes by Rosa Parks, see if I can find them. And she was talking about her riding in the bus. And she said, I had no idea that history was being made. I was just tired of giving up. You heard me? She said, I had no idea that history was being made. I was just tired of giving up. Don't you, the people out there that's giving up so much, giving up every day, don't you just get tired of giving up? When you get tired of giving up, you can't do nothing but get up and do something and go up. and stop giving up. That's going to be my quote for tonight. Don't give up. Get up and go out there and do something. So we just want to encourage people. If you'd like to call in the show, you can be a part of the show as well. I would love to hear somebody else's voice besides mine. I'm a little hoarse tonight. I don't know why I'm kind of hoarse like this. But if you'd like to call into the show, the call-in number is 929-477-3868, and we're just sharing famous quotes by people. And the next person I'm going to go to is going to be a man. I'm going to go to some quotes by Louis Farrakhan. Minister Louis Farrakhan, and no, I'm not a Muslim. I am a Christian, but I like a lot of the things that he say. I listen to him a lot. I will never be a Muslim, but you know, I don't like he said. I was listening to something he said last night, and he said I was listening to something. It's on YouTube. It's at the Joe Louis. I think it's the Joe Louis Arena or something like that. But he was just saying some really powerful words, and that's all we have to do. Each other. We have to speak life and don't bash anybody. Like you said, if you want to be, if you think Reverend so and so got something better to say, go over there where you're gonna be happy at. He said he don't tell anybody where to go. Go where you can get empowered. Go where you can get knowledge at. Go most than anything. Go where you can be happy at. So I really like when he said that because. Other people don't even go to another church. You can't get out of your church. You can't even go fellowship at another church and see what they're talking about because you're just used to your church. It goes to, like, Bishop T.D. Jakes. I was listening to a sermon he was preaching on TV. This was, it was during the week, I believe, but he had said something to the effect of people don't know life. You want a husband, but you only know seven people. You haven't been out there to weigh out your options. And he said, like, marriages are suffering. A lot of people live in New York and never ever been to a play in New York, but their marriages are suffering because they can't take their wife to a play. I know a lot of people in Vegas, like, I don't gamble, so a lot of people down there that live there, they don't go there. But there's other things in Vegas to do besides gambling. There are plays that go on out there. There are shows that go on out there. There are just places to go. I mean, they have so many buffets out there that are reasonable. You know, I don't care if you're a senior citizen and you're living off of retirement or whatever, they always have some really nice things to go. But Louis Farrakhan, Minister Louis Farrakhan. I apologize for not saying minister. The Bible says give honor where. And he said, one of his quotes says, our communities don't have peace because they are not safe, they are not secure. That is so true. When you're not in a safe environment, it's going to be so hectic and miserable for you because something negative is always going on. And, you know, it's just not secure a lot of times. So sometimes even in me saying about Bishop T.D. Jakes, did I ever finish with? No, I didn't even finish that. He was saying that people won't, they living in a closet, and it's too much furniture in the room, in other words, is what he said. So you can't, if you're living in a closet, you can't even move around. So learn and teach yourself how to move around. Okay, let's go to this, another one. Let me see. Okay. And he said, one of the quotes he said is, America will always side with those whom she can direct, give orders to, and have those orders obeyed. And that's basically true. I don't really have a lot to say about that. And so I just wanted to share that. And let me see, what is there some more words I want to share? Okay. Hold on. That was something else he was talking about. Now, I read of them before I came to the show, but again, if you want to call in, I was just trying to see if I could get something else that I want to share with the audience. Again, welcome to The Grateful Gifts with your host, Virgie Lindsay, the place where opportunity knocks and the door is open. Thank you for joining me. I know it's late night for a lot of people, and they're not even up. But if you are up, please call this show. We're taking calls live. You'll be on the air live with me call in at 929-477-3863 and let's go and hit another quote up. I went to, I seen some quotes, but I really didn't like them. So I'm probably going to do this show again because I think I like to just say positive stuff. I like to live a positive life, but it's all in the environment you're in. Okay, I'm going to go to Al Sharpton, some famous quotes that he said. One of them is really good. It says, the dream was not to put one black family in the White House. The dream was to make everything equal in everybody's house. It goes to equality and justice, like the Pledge of Allegiance said, and justice for all at the end. And then he just says a lot of positive things, too. But some of them are political, so I'm not here to really share political views tonight. I'm just here to just say some really positive things to empower you. I read this book a long time ago, and it was the name of the book. I want to read this book again soon. The name of it was called The Power of Positive Thinking. I don't remember who wrote it, but it was a best-selling book. It was just a good book, and it just really made me a much better thinker, a much better person than I was during that time. So, okay, he says, one of these are, I think that, this is Reverend Al Sharpton, one of his quotes, he says, I think that anytime you look at the fact that boycotts have historically led to change, whatever temporary inconvenience there may be in it, the long run leads towards, in my opinion, a better change for everybody. And that's what we expect, a better change for everybody. Nobody wants to stay in the same rut all their lives. You know, it's time to make a change. And some people, like, you know, a lot of people don't want to change. They set in their ways. I don't ever want to be a person that will be set in their ways. And I don't know about you, but I never want to be like that. I don't, never want to be a bitter person. One of his other quotes is, I've seen enough things to know that if you just keep on going, if you turn the corner, the sun will be shining. That's a good one right there. He said, I've seen enough things to know that if you just keep on going, the sun will be shining right there, that part. Okay, Reverend L. Sharpton, I like that one. Okay. I think this has to do something with, it's funny though, that he said, Reverend L. Sharpton shared. I think this has to do something with police brutality. He said, if a cop sees a person running out the store with a gun, he's seeing a crime. He's not seeing a person standing. That's right, though. If you see somebody running with a gun, somebody committing a crime somewhere. They're just not standing there, okay? And I heard on the news tonight, I would like to encourage the family that the police shot, I think the boy was 25 years old. I don't know if he got out of his car, but he ran through the neighborhood and the officer ended up shooting him in the back and killing him. So pray for that family. If you've seen it, that just pray for the families. You'll hear it on the news or social media in the next few days, I'm sure. So I don't know what they're going to do to those officers, but we're going to keep a close eye on that. Another quote from Reverend Al Sharpton, he says, I think drugs affect poor people and people of color more than anyone. And that's so true. Drugs is still bad out there, especially for black people, Hispanic people. And it had gotten so bad at one point, it was just all bad for everybody. Okay. He says in one of his quotes, hold on, I think this is going to be the last one I'm sharing. Yes, it's actually going to be the last one I'm sharing again. Welcome to the Grateful Gift Show with your host, Virgie Lindsay, the place where opportunity knocks and the doors open. And I'm sorry you missed it calling in tonight, and I hope that you join me tomorrow. I will do a show about probably like between 12 and 2 tomorrow p.m., 12 p.m., between 12 and 2 p.m. tomorrow, so August the 13th. And one of his quotes says, and this is Reverend Al Sharpton, who defines terrorists? Today's terrorist, tomorrow's friend. Wow, that is found. Wow, I can't believe he said that one. But that is so true. So, again, join me tomorrow on the show. I'll be next weekend, as a matter of fact, on August 19th, I'll be interviewing Roger, the Dodger. Leonard will be joining us on the show, and we'll be talking about he was a world champion professional boxer, and also he's a best-selling author. So we'll be joining. Oh, he's also the older brother of Sugar Ray Leonard. So he'll be joining us on the show. Sorry, didn't anyone call in? If I missed your call, I'm sorry because I was reading quotes. So again, don't miss next Sunday, August 19th. We'll be here with Roger Leonard, I think, at 2:30. But check my episodes to make sure I'm saying it right. Because let me check it out right quick for you, and I'll tell you exactly what time he'll be there. He'll be here. So hold on. Again, welcome to the Grateful Gift Show with your host, Virgie Lindsay, the place where opportunity knocks and the doors open. And everybody loves an open door. I don't know where I got that. I guess that's one of my quotes. So I'm trying to get back to this. Well, anyway, join us next Sunday. I'll be in and out during the week promoting the show, and we want you to join us and call in. Start becoming a partaker. We want partakers of our show. We want people to partake in the goodness that we're doing on the Grateful Gift Show with your host, Virgie Lindsay. We're promoting other people. We're encouraging people, empowering them with knowledge, tools, and the tools they need to get through. You might need people to talk to, like we had criminal defense, family law, tribal, personal injury attorney, Benjamin Taylor. I'm sorry, somebody had just texted me. But anyway, yeah, it was a great interview. Go back into the show and listen to my interview with personal injury, criminal defense, family law, tribal law, attorney Benjamin Taylor. Such a great interview, such a great friend and a wonderful guy. So you guys, again, I'm going to be out of here within a few seconds. I'm just trying to hold on all the way and get the show over with for 1 minute. There we go. All right, have a good night. Bye-bye.